Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. We're talking to Nick Ivanoff. He's a representative of an organization that advocates for the building of major infrastructure around the country, and he has many organizations that are part of his membership. And Nick, we talked about, building roads, and we talked about the possibility of newer technology like maglev on rails, but we also have airports, and we also have ferries. Now, we are probably the least user of ferries of any country that I know of, but we do have ferries around the country. Are your organizations looking for opportunities to build ferries?
Well, our organization is, as I said, really predominantly advocates for the infrastructure side. So it's not so much the ferry part, but making sure
the docks and the
ferry terminals. Right, absolutely. We certainly look at all kinds of transport activities, including maritime. And, you're absolutely right. I think, as you've seen here in the New York area, there's been a tremendous resurgence of ferry activity. And it began with ferry service across the Hudson with Arthur Imperator implementing service. And it's grown now
and
quite a bit.
You had ferries going from the Rockaways because you couldn't get that service going into the city by the train anymore.
Well, as we were talking, as you point out, as congestion grows on our highways, on the tunnels, on the bridges, you've got to try find new ways and new access. And you're right, there is certainly currently capacity, on the East River, Long Island Sound. You mentioned the Rockaways, coming up the harbor. So, yeah, the capacity is there as long as we have capacity at the terminals to accept all of this.
Yeah, but that's another opportunity.
Absolutely it is. Sure.
Terminals, building terminals. We can do it.
Well, and we have. I mean, for example, in Hoboken, New Jersey, there's the old Erie Lackawanna Railroad Terminal, and that connected to ferries. Well, the ferries are no longer of the size that they were back at the turn of the century, but instead they built smaller docks to accommodate the smaller, quicker ferries, faster ferries, that are plying those waters right now. You probably know you can get off a train in Hoboken and hop on a ferry and be in downtown Manhattan in a matter of minutes.
Well, I don't know how where you are of this, but Long Island's North Shore, from Port, I'd say Port Jefferson Inn, had a ferry terminal going into Manhattan, because it was the best way to get into Manhattan once before you had good roads and rails. And I think we're going to go back to that once we have the technology to move people quickly on the water.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think there has been movement and progress in that direction. Some of these high-speed catamaran-type ferries are running from parts of New Jersey into Manhattan, and because they are fairly fast, they're doing about 30 knots or so, they have been very popular. Also, as you probably know, some of the casinos up in Connecticut, up in the New London area.
Yeah, the Foxwoods use
they run a ferry from New York to Foxwoods, which is also, as I understand it, is a very popular way of getting up to the casinos. So we are seeing more and more ferries and high-speed ferries plying the waters here in and around the New York area.
Well, frankly, I would love to see your industry do more in that area because I think it's ripe. I actually think it's ripe. And by the way, there are technologies on watercraft that not only are fast, but they're efficient. They're called surface effect ships, where they're not really in the water. They're kind of high on the water,
hovercraft.
Not a hovercraft. The hovercraft is a problematic technology because if you have any kind of waves of 4 to 6 foot waves on the sound, you just have to bring it down to a very slow speed, and it's very nauseating. I was on the English Channel one time, and I was on their hovercraft, and it was a horror. And you don't really want that. You want something that actually doesn't come out of the water. maybe 25% of the hull is still in the water, because that will give it stability.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll take so much drag off that you can do it very efficiently. These craft that we have going out to Foxwoods are not that efficient, and because they're still pushing a lot of water, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, what about airports? Let's talk about them for a moment. Can we make airports be able to handle more traffic and have, that's a very complicated one, because you need a better plane, too.
Well, you know, I confess I'm not necessarily an expert in the technologies of, right now they're trying to
I'm an expert in nothing, but I talk about everything.
Well, very good. Well, then let me give you an opening here on the airport. So the FAA is looking at new technologies, including using more GPS type of information so that the airplanes can come in and land closer together, depart closer together. So I think that would certainly will add some capacity in terms of airplanes being able to arrive and depart an airport. But of course, as you know, and everyone listening knows, if they've traveled to an airport, the huge bottlenecks are very much now in the terminals, because ever since 9/11, we have all sorts of new regulations and security measures and procedures that are really slowing down the process of processing passengers from the time they arrive at the curb to the time they check their baggage to the time they get to the plane. So we have capacity issues, in a number of choke points at airports, and I think all of these really need to be looked at and addressed. And they are. The newer terminals are becoming more efficient.
You know, I'm doing this show from an airport terminal. It's MacArthur Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to the managers here all the time. And they do things pretty quickly around here. They get things done. And I guess it's because the capacity is not that great, But whereas in, let's say, someplace like LaGuardia, you just have an army of people coming through the doors every day.
Well, exactly, and the smaller airports are, of course, at this point in time, much more efficient than some of the large hub airports. But the screening technologies, they have the metal detectors, which take time. They have the new screening procedures that seem to work a little bit faster, and that they don't have to pat down as many people. But I think, these technologies develop and move forward, we'll become a little bit more efficient. But I think a lot of terminals now have to be redesigned. Think back at JFK Airport. The old TWA terminal looked like an eagle.
Sure, I remember.
Right, it's a gorgeous terminal, beautiful terminal.
I used to work for AT&T when I just got out of the Coast Guard. I put the cables in that building.
Okay, well, Ahman & Whitney, my company, back in the day, back in the 60s, actually designed that, the structural. The Aero Saarinen was the architect. We did the structural work on that.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's an iconic building.
It's a beautiful building. I like it.
Right, but it's totally inefficient for today's, air travel. And so that's part of the problem, is that when you take a look at the terminals that were built and designed 40 years ago, they really kind of outlived their usefulness, particularly how we process and how we move and board and screen passengers today. So, but to build a new terminal is extremely expensive. Most terminals are in the for a substantial size terminal, are in the billions, with a B as in boy, billions of dollars.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of money to get ourselves upgraded to what we need on
but
the aviation
side. But one of the most dangerous, theoretically dangerous airports in the world is Tel Aviv, and yet they don't have the same problems. You know why? Because they do things more intelligently. They know what they're looking for. So, anyway, we're going to come to the close of this particular segment, and I've been talking to Nick Ivanoff, a great advocate for the building of major infrastructure around the country. This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking, and we'll be back in a moment. This is Long Island News Radio 103.9. Thanks for being with us.